It's PacView's Melissa Burdick, the Wizard of Woodland Hills Shree, special guest host Jackie Danowski from Flywheel, and I'm PVSB, also from Flywheel, a division of Omnicom. Before we get to the CPG Guys episode you've downloaded, it's the week of April 29th, and ACDS Annual Week, and it's time for the Fresh Four. Four curated news stories from the past week. We find them masterfully intriguing. We hope you do too. They're brought to you through our partnership with RetailWit, your one-stop shop for retail industry intelligence and news. RetailWit.com, it's retail right now. Sheree, lead us off, would you?
Albertsons has been named the 2024 winner of the Webby Award for People's Voice Top Shopping and Retail App. I am so immensely proud of the shopper experience team, our engineering counterparts, and all of our cross-functional partners across the organization. Cheers to your hard work and customer obsession, said Jill Pavlovich, SVP of Customer Experience at Albertsons. 23 individual Albertsons associates were recognized in earning this award. Congratulations to all of you, and over to you, Melissa.
Best Buy and CNET are combining their ad inventory. Consumer electronics retailer Best Buy and digital publisher CNET are teaming up to create a new retail media model. The electronics retailer and the publisher are combining their ad inventory, allowing advertisers to buy across Best Buy Ads retail media network and alongside CNET's tech review-focused editorial content, and measure whether ads seen on either platform drove sales. In a month-long survey during which CNET content was displayed nationally across Best Buy's in-store TV walls, 86% of respondents said the content made them more confident in their purchases. It also garnered a 25% lift in purchase intent, according to the companies. Super interesting space as retailers continue to look for differentiation.
Thank you, Melissa. The National Association of Chain Drugstore annual meeting set to take place this week in Palm Beach, Florida. The annual meeting of the NACDS is set to begin Sunday, April 27th at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. Featured speakers include Walter Isaacson and Arthur C. Brooks. NACDS Annual is noted for the strategic meetings that transpire between retailers, consumer goods manufacturers, sales and marketing agencies, and other ecosystem service partners. If you're on a budget, make sure to get a hot dog at the poolside restaurant at $27. It is the least expensive menu entree offered at this five-star resort. Brian, Sheree, and Andrea are all in attendance this year. Closing it out, Jackie.
Hello, Fresh Four listeners. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free hits shelves. Red Bull is launching a new permanent sugar-free edition this summer. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free combines raspberry and forest fruits with herbal notes of verbena. It is the second new variant introduced by the brand this year, and the first fully sugar-free flavor in its portfolio, aiming to attract new shoppers to the category. Red Bull editions have been largely incremental to the brand, with 50% of edition buyers being new to Red Bull as they grow their flavor offering.
Thank you, Jackie, and welcome as a guest host to the Fresh Four. That's it for the Fresh Four. Now on to the CPG Guys episode that you've downloaded. Welcome to another episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Our co-hosts, Sheree Rajagopalan and Peter V.S. Bond, explore how brands and retailers engage with consumers online, in-store, and everywhere in between. And now, here are Sheree and Peter.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the CPG Guys podcast. I'm Sheree, of course, one of the aforementioned CPG Guys, and joining me in this journey of over 150 episodes now is Mr. PVSB. With his latest film that was just released a few weeks ago, I also call him D. Bond. I'm lovingly the VP of Partner Strategy and Development of Fetch Rewards, a mobile loyalty platform. Please join me and welcome the other CPG Guy, Mr. Bond, and the man with the golden voice. How are you, sir? Getting ready for Thanksgiving?
The golden voice and the radio face, Sheree. We can't forget that.
I didn't say radio face. Hey, I didn't say that.
You know, Sheree, I am, as we record this, I am getting ready. I'm thinking about the tryptophan-induced food coma that U.S. Thanksgiving is going to bring to my life. So I can't be more excited about it. I don't know about you, what you've got planned out in L.A.
We'll be hosting at home this time, Peter, and we're expecting a lot of people. So easy put.
Brilliant.
That's as easy as it gets. And there will be no more baseball banter for 6 months on the CPG Guys because the season's over for the Dodgers. It's over for the Yankees. Neither went to the World Series despite Peter and Shri's aspirations. We look forward to pitchers and catchers in February of 2022 as we do every single year. Thank you, Peter. But before we get to our guests, let me remind our audience that all of our content, over 150 episodes, are now available on 40 plus podcasting platforms of your choice. And so much more can be found just by simply going to cpgguys.com. The best part about it all, this is not a subscription platform. You can get our content simply by going to the podcast platform of your choice and downloading the episode. If you're not already following us on LinkedIn and you're not part of this incredibly fast-growing community that's influencing how this industry is shaping up, you can do that simply by going to linkedin.com on the blue search bar on top, type CPG guys, and you'll get a blue plus button, which is a follow button. And you can click that and simply follow us. That way you'll get to see all the content we produce and listen to all the guests we have on the show. Augmented reality. That's what it's going to be about today. Y'all know what that means? It's the new norm in Asia. I won't say norm because it is normal in Asia for shopping. Augmented reality enables your product to become a discovery channel for shoppers like never before. What does that really mean? And have you really experimented with augmented reality in any meaningful, I won't even say significant, meaningful way as a retailer, brand, or even as a consumer? We decided here at the CPG guys that today we would partner with somebody called iCandy, a provider of augmented reality consulting and advanced services that range the spectrum of agency, immersive, interactive, and the bridge for online experiences from offline. Here to speak with us about the use of AR-based advanced immersive experiences is the founder, Scott Lester. Prior to iCandy, he sold his business Flix Media, a major U.S. promotions and marketing agencies. One of them, as we know, is Advantage Solutions in 2016. Since then, Scott has written on Amazon bestseller called Ain't Nothing to It But Do It. Scott, Amazon bestseller, welcome aboard. How are you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm good. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
With such a book title, Scott, it almost feels like a crime if I don't ask you about it later, so you know it's coming at some point. But before we get to the questions for the show, would you let our audience know, if they want to know how to find iCandy, how they can do that, and if they want to get in touch with you, how they would do that?
Yeah, sure. It's iCandy.com. That's eyekandy.com. That's the website. And probably best from this podcast to email Garrett, who's our CMO, garrett@iCandy.com.
Thank you, Scott. And as always, folks listening in, all of this information, including where you can find iCandy, where you can find Garrett, Scott, and their LinkedIn profiles will be found in the digital liner notes of this podcast. So let's kick it off. And I'll go first, Peter. So, of course, with a name like iCandy, when I said that to my kids last night, it gave them a chuckle. So can you decompose for us the journey of how it started and where you are today?
Sure, Sri. So the journey started way back in 2016. And iCandy, which is based in the UK and in the US, out of Chicago, we very much started as a full service agency. AR was still very much in its infancy, certainly in commerce. Everything was app based, meaning that you had to download an app. So it was a pretty clunky existence at the beginning, as any, you know, leading edge technology company is. But obviously in the last 5, 6, 7 years, the company's gone from strength to strength as the technology had less and less friction for mainstream adoption. Now there's no app to download. Obviously Apple, Google, Facebook, TikTok, Insta, Snap, you know, all the really big guys have invested all the billions and billions of dollars into making sure that this is a one-way ticket with AR. You know, it's unlikely to go backwards. And so where we've been careful to navigate is with any new technology, the new shiny thing of the week or the month is a dangerous place to play. So iCandy has exclusively focused in the use of the technology with commerce. So many of your, you know, viewers would have heard of the big Pokemon Go AR experience where you're chasing little Pokemon around, flying dragons, you know, lots of fun stuff. And where we try to stay very much in our swim lane is the technology that we are putting R&D dollars into or our marketing time into, is it, do we feel genuinely going to drive shopper engagement, shopper sales for our brands and our retailers? And that keeps us honest with what looks cool, because ultimately we're very much an empirically based business. And so iCandy has been on this journey really from the beginning of the AR journey. And of course, right now, certainly for some verticals, it is starting to become a utility. And for other verticals, it's kind of new. And we want to be the global choice for brands out there and retailers out there who need consultancy, who need advice, who need navigating into making sure that they get the most ROI out of the dollars that they're investing in an AR campaign.
Good morning, Scott. It's a pleasure to speak with you today. My question is really around, since we're the CPG guys, we want to understand specifically how iCandy is helping consumer packaged goods companies through augmented reality. You know, and particularly, you made reference to the fact that everybody's buying into this. What differentiates iCandy from other providers of AR capability that you're seeing in the industry?
We operate in multiple verticals: consumer electronics, home appliances, outdoor apparel, CPG, and the needs, the KPIs, and the strategies actually differ quite dramatically by vertical. So, for example, with our work in consumer electronics, if you're out maybe looking to buy a new television next week or a new, you know, refrigerator, if it's going to fit in your kitchen, is going to be an important buying factor. How big the product is, placing the product is and has been a stable AR, obvious, you could say, advantage in a new way to shop compared to a PDP, product description page, which maybe has 2D images and some text. So the benefit there is very obvious. Now, from a CPG point of view, you probably don't need to place your plate of salami or your cereal bar. You're not really getting much value out of placing the product in the CPG world there with AR. So the ways that we work with our CPG brands is very much around brand education, brand engagement, and helping them to drive interactions and ultimately sales with their shoppers. And so, you know, if you take an example of the work that we've recently done with Tyson and the Hillshire snacking brand, universally, CPG brands have two particular problems. One is time, which is getting my attention. Getting a shopper's attention now, as we all know, is harder than ever. And keeping it is the second hardest thing. And then getting them to actually conduct an action is ultimately the utopian outcome of any marketing campaign. Getting the shopper's attention, getting them to understand, and getting them to do something, whether it's a competition or an add to cart, or that's what we're trying to do. So getting shoppers' time is hard. And the second problem that CPG brands have got is space. So if you consider a cereal box or a cereal bar, or certainly pharmaceuticals, or any of these kind of packages, it's very, very limited space for the CPG brand to talk or express all of their typically interesting and compelling messages, brand heritage, competitions, what's in the product. You know, that's something that's very important to our CPG brands at the moment, as we as shoppers take more care about what's in the food we eat. You know, is it GMO, is it not GMO? This kind of information, there isn't enough space on the packaging to get these important messages across to shoppers. And of course, AR is sat there as a wonderful medicine to both the time issue. How do I get someone's attention? Well, it needs to be innovative. It needs to be new. It needs to be fun. It needs to be engaging. It needs to grab me. It needs to reward me. AR does that as well as any other media I've seen or been involved with. And the space problem evaporates. Because, of course, once I can incentivize you enough to scan a QR code or scan a package or scan something in store. Once I can incentivize you enough to do that, we're unlimited. We're unlimited in the messages we can put across. And this is really the revolution for CPG brands. The lid is off in terms of any limitations of the compelling messages they have about sustainability, or as I said, nutrients in foods, recipes. Literally, you can run away with what you could place there. And of course, a lot of these brands already spend millions and millions of dollars producing this content. The challenge is who gets to see it. Not many of us go to the brand websites to do our research. We either go to the stall or influencer sites or the retailer's website, perhaps. And so we can take all of this content, videos, and everything that the brand has already invested in, and we can just put some sprinkles on it. We can make it interactive. We can track it. We can do more things with it, convert some of it into an AR experience. And so maybe a long-winded answer there, but I think the time, as in when I say time, I mean getting my time, getting the shopper's attention, is tough. AR does that in a fantastic way. And the space problem is also resolved by AR. So most of our CPG conversations revolve around what is the campaign that's going to incentivize me enough to bother to scan the package or the code or whatever it is. And the second part is, okay, what do you want to say, and how can we say it in a way that perhaps is more compelling than reading it? And then we can go into other points perhaps later in the conversation around gamification and, you know, first-party data collection and these kind of things that we're spending a lot of time with our brands, helping them with those marketing strategies with AR.
You mentioned Pokemon, you mentioned dragons. I've recently been spending some time researching and learning NFTs, for those that don't know, non-fungible tokens. And I see tons of Pokemon, and they just released dinosaurs. And so I've for the last 30 days that I'm new, and I'm the rookie in this space, and the younger generation has me beat on this. But as I'm learning more, I did think about it, Scott, when will AR enter this space and make those NFTs much more premium or more valuable? That said, my next question to you was going to be, you know, what are the opportunities for the CPG industry with AR? But you kind of highlighted most of them. So I'm going to jump a little bit into the tech aspect for brands listening in or retailers listening in. Where does the actual footprint sit? Is it on the brand side, retail side, or these days, my own personal career, I've hit the spectrum of the in-store business as well as the e-commerce and the digital business. E-commerce and digital is actually infinitely harder than the in-store model, though it's not a popular rhetoric, because the in-store model, you get all these end caps in store in like a 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 square foot, depending on the site, the retail that you deal with. Online, it's really the homepage. And if you lost them on the homepage, it's tough after that to get somebody. So can you connect all these dots for us? And in terms of you use the word, I think right at the end over there about display and in your own language. And can you connect the dots on the tech footprint? And then because it's one funnel in digital versus in the store model, it's still somewhat disparate. Where does AR really sit?
What AR does for the brand is it gives them a canvas. And whether that's in store, on the retailer's PDP or homepage or social or their own website, you know, ultimately what the brand wants is one story for you as the consumer. Wherever you are, wherever you're shopping or wherever you're, you know, collecting information on for the brand. And so the connected journey, as our brand partners often talk to us about, is extremely important now, not just to them, but to us as shoppers as well. So you're right in terms of, from a deployment point of view, it's far faster and easier for us to deploy online campaigns for our brands than in store. And part of the reason for that is ultimately it isn't difficult to create a compelling AR campaign for a CPG brand, as long as you know more than you think you need to know of what they're trying to achieve. So the difficult part is in the syndication. And Part of the differentiator for iCandy is we have about 50 or 60 of the world's largest retailers connected to our platform called Point and Place. And once the campaign is produced, we can effectively flick a switch and say, okay, Mr. CPG brand, where would you like this to go in terms of which retailers, which SKUs? Does it go just at the PDP level, or does it also go at a category level? So we can get really creative in terms of the syndication of the campaign online. And in store, what we're doing more and more now, but it is still early, is, as I said, using the packaging as the syndication trigger. Now, because of COVID, QR codes are back in vogue. You know, they were in, then they were out, and now you could point a QR code at pretty much everyone. Yeah, and they're back, and they'd know, I need to scan that. It doesn't need an explanation. So it's been a useful tailwind, you know, that has now re-educated the world that a QR code means scan me with my phone. Now, that helps enormously in store, of course, or anywhere else. In print, we do a lot. One of the things I was very surprised about as I got into the CPG space was print is not dead. It isn't dead. There is an awful lot of print campaigns that still are done by both retailers in particular and brand catalogs, vouchers, competitions. And of course, AR, by the use of a code, can make those come alive more, reward more, and track more. Again, first-party data collection is something that I'm involved in a bunch of conversation with many brands. And AR does a fantastic job of hitting the KPIs around first-party data collection. If I'm invited to give the brand my data for whatever reason and whatever strategy we put together, that's a great KPI that AR has proven itself to be very formidable at hitting, you know, over other media. But to come back to your point, in terms of in-store, the education that I can do this has been the barrier. So I walk into a Walgreens or I walk into a Target. How do I know to scan the packets? And unless I know I need to scan the packets and there's a really useful incentive for me to do it, it doesn't matter that the campaign's there because nobody knows or nobody cares. And what's useful, the retailers are now getting on board with that. So, you know, our business has been very much focused around the brands over the last few years, but now retail has also understood that the in-store experience is very, very important. It sounds obvious. How do you get people into stores these days? Is like right at the top of the retail. As we close out 2021 and come into 22, you can see how the continued mainstream adoption will continue as these retailers now promote in-store. That, bearing in mind, all of us are probably less than a yard away from our phone at all times, that it, by taking your phone out in, I'll say, a Target or Walmart or Walgreens or any other retailers that we have around the world that has brick and mortar, there's a reward in it for me. And those rewards can, of course, be time-based. For example, come in store on Saturday between 10 and 12 and get 10% off XYZ brand or XYZ products. These are the kind of conversations that we're now having that are deploying in pilot phases to collect the data. As I said, we're very much led by the market. We're very much led by the empirical data that we get back. iCandy doesn't put out to our brands our opinions. We put out what we can see in the data, and the data makes the decisions for us in terms of the optimization of campaigns or the deployment. We're very strict on that. So I expect as we go through 22, you're going to see from us more announcements around in-store syndication, in-store activations in some quite interesting and new compelling ways. And again, going full circle, you can imagine the freedom that gives most of the conversations we're having with our brands about what do you want to say? Because you're no longer relying on a point of sale. You're no longer relying on what you can fit on 3 inches of packaging. And so our CPG brands are very excited about, one, their big retailers' participation in store, and two, this freedom and the space they finally get with this technology to say the messages that they've struggled for decades to actually get across.
Regular listeners of this podcast, Scott, will know that you mentioned my two favorite letters in the English language, QR. I could not agree more that the pandemic had a wonderful effect on driving familiarity with using QR codes to seek information, to find menus, to pay for food. All of these things were an unintended but good consequence of an otherwise unfortunate global event. So we've talked a lot about, in concept, what you're able to help brands do. Let's take that into practice. I'd love for you to share with us an example or two of experience that you've already enabled for clients of yours. It would be really great to help conceptualize how this is brought to life.
Okay, I can give you a couple. One I won't be able to name the brand, and one I will. So if I start with the ones that I can talk freely about, if we take, you know, our friends at Tyson with Hillshire Snacking, they have a real appetite to educate their shoppers about the ingredients in their snacking, in the salami snacks. And they also want to show the shopper, I don't know if you know the particular product I'm talking about, but it comes in a plastic sealed container. And to serve the snacking, which comes with crackers and it comes with various types of salamis, you take it out of the packaging, you arrange it nicely on the plate, you arrange the crackers, and you present it in a finished way. But you don't buy it off the shelf like that. So what we've done with them is we've created a very simple AR campaign that basically launches off of the retailer's PDPs and will also launch off of the packaging itself, that does two things. The first thing it does is, and maybe we can share this as a link with your viewers, I'm not sure, but the first thing is when you launch the campaign, the box essentially explodes in AR around you and it shows you what's in the box. And then it goes into the heritage of the brand and it goes into the nutrients and the ingredients in what is actually in the food. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a common theme at the moment as brands want to educate shoppers, you know, what goes into what you're eating, which is hot for all of us. So it in an interactive, immersive way, gives you that information. That was very important to them. The second thing was, let's show it how it looks when it's laid out nicely. So again, in AR, it shows you, you know, how to lay it out to look really nice. It's just an easy visual, you know, nothing rocket science here. But all the time I'm engaging with the brand, all the time I'm looking at it, it's interactive, so I can click on various elements that's in the packaging and educate myself as to how is this made, where is it made, what's the heritage of Hillshire Snacking. And I just get an immersive, very simple, you know, there's no competitions, there's no offers. It's just a very simple educational piece. That will be deployed at both the PDP level. So if you were to go on Walmart, for example, and you go to the PDP of this product, you'll see it deployed on the PDPs of the retailers. And there's a bunch of retailers that we'll be syndicating to in the States. And as I said, also in store. So what are the KPIs with something like that? Well, the first thing the brand would like to see is, you know, how many people use it? You know, is this there in terms of a meaningful number of people that actually want to see that? So the first thing is let's call it number of experiences launched. The second is, how long do they stay in it for? Are they immediately out after 2 seconds, or are they actually getting educated and looking around? And the third thing, of course, is as you would expect, an add to cart metric. And I say add to cart because I don't mean checkout, which is, of course, different. Brands understand where AR is at the moment in the minds of the shoppers, and I think most of them understand where this is going as well. And as I said, this is very much, I believe, is a one-way street, not just how it affects the way we shop, but very much at the fabric about how we get information about everything as we go forwards. So add to cart is obviously the ultimate indicator that the campaign did its job in terms of it created interest. The shopper stayed there for a while and then they did an action. From add to cart to checkout, the brands almost hold eye candy separate from that, because there's a whole bunch of things that could affect the add to cart to the checkout process, right? So they would be the three KPIs that we would get from that CPG brand. That's live now. It's going very well. You know, I can't talk about the impact just yet, but I hope that, you know, in November we'll be doing a case study together to express, you know, the openness and the appetite for shoppers now to see something different. We are beyond 2D images of products in the way we shop. Whether that's Salami or Samsung television or anything else in between, shoppers want to be given a more immersive shopping experience. And that's our job to navigate the brand on, okay, what could that be? One other one I can give you is actually a vision care brand, and they are one of the largest manufacturers of contact lenses. And if you've never bought contact lenses before, and if you've never fitted them before, it's quite a harrowing experience. And as they see, their problem is if you do it wrong the first time, you probably don't go back. You get glasses. And that's a big problem for, you know, a multi-billion dollar brand with the percentages that they believe are getting it wrong first time. So they've tried to address the problem with videos. They've tried to address the problem with documentation. They've tried to address the problem with imagery. And it's still a problem. With AR, what we can do with various ways, and one of the ways that's working particularly well at the moment is our avatar, which instead of placing a product next to you in your room, places a life-size person who talks you through and shows you in your room how to do it. It's not new information. It's the same way you do it if you watch the video or you read the text. But in terms of the volume of people doing it, it's up. And the other KPIs I won't talk about. But you can understand where you can place not just product, but experts. It really starts to open up where this thing could go as long as we stick to traditional marketing, you know, disciplines. So those are a couple that jump to mind. But there are so many different verticals and so many different brands we're working with. It's a privilege to do it because you do get to go across all the different verticals and see the different needs. And of course, AR is simply the technology. It is valueless unless it is deployed with very clear, as I said, swim lanes in what are we trying to achieve. And I think that's what iCandy does really well.
I found a statement on your website that says, pretty straightforward as it's read, AR enables offline to online meaningful experiences. For our users, you know, you already have been talking about what this is, but can you go into a little bit of detail on this, as well as if a brand or a retailer wants to partner with you, what is the experience? Is it 3 weeks? Is it 3 months?
In terms of meaningfulness, I think all of us have such short attention spans for everything. I'm sure most people are multitasking, listening to us. I'm sure there's a lot of other things that we're all thinking about. I'm sure all of our diaries are full. I think that, wasn't it a few years ago, the Time and Microsoft survey put us at 8 seconds of attention span. It was something ridiculously small, and it's only getting smaller. And so when we use the word meaningful, it had better be very compelling to get me to get my phone out and do something for a brand. That's the job iCandy does, day in, day out. Incentive has to be first, not the campaign. And again, I think this is where we differentiate. I remember back in the late 90s, for those of us that are old enough, millions spent on building a website and almost nothing on the promotion of the website. It's pointless. Unless people know it's there, unless there's an incentive to go, you can build it, but they will not come. And it's no different with AR campaigns. So it has to be meaningful. And again, that's something that when we partner with a brand, to your point about how long does it take, we are not interested in one-off campaigns. You know, again, where we perhaps differ is AR, if the brands do not have an AR line in their marketing strategy for 2022, I think they'll see that's a problem as they go through the year, because the retailers now do, and more brands in more and more verticals now do. And that's not a one-off campaign for Halloween with a face filter. This is an AR strategy. Omnichannel, based on very clear KPIs by campaign. So when I mentioned earlier on about traditional marketing disciplines, you can't get caught up in the tech. Well, we can't, because we have to be the filter of what's going to work. And so we partner with our brands for the long term. And we partner with them, firstly, by understanding what they're trying to achieve. And then we work back to AR. We don't get on the calls and say, look at all the wonderful bells and whistles, because they can probably see that themselves. We need to understand, you know, what are your most important things to achieve? And then we work back to AR and how we can fix it. So meaningful to your point there, Sri, is not about pumping out AR campaigns for the sake of ticking the box that we've done AR. That's not how we like to work with our big brands. There has to be that story to make it meaningful, regardless of where I shop or how I shop. So that's what that statement kind of lends itself to. In terms of how we partner with the brands, we start by listening. You know, most of the team are traditional marketeers that are now in AR. We don't really have technical people, talking to our brands. The technical guys really are the enablers. They do a fantastic job of the wiring, which we protect our brands from. Obviously, everybody understands how busy brands are, and we want to take all of the heavy lifting. We really ask them for commercial ideas or creative marketing ideas they may already have, and some do, and they're great, and some people don't. And what are we trying to achieve? And again, whilst that sounds incredibly obvious to ask, it is a discipline that has to be the foundation of everything else that we do. So once we understand what are we trying to achieve here, and it could be for a particular retailer, it could be for a particular SKU, it could be for a particular message, it's a whole mix of different asks, then we go into this discovery period. And the discovery period is really getting down into the nuts and bolts of what content do you already have? Is this a new product launch? Is it a message? You know, all of the kind of qualification, let's call it messaging. And that's usually a couple of calls. Then we'll go into the screenshots and wireframes and these kind of visuals, early visuals. And it becomes an optimization process. We like to involve the syndication destination where we can. So if that is, for example, specifically a campaign for Albertsons or specifically a campaign for Walmart, we like to involve the destination as well as the brand to join the conversation. Because again, it isn't just about creating the campaign. It's also about the promotion of the campaign. How are the shoppers going to know? And what is the incentive? As important as what is the campaign experience. And so that typically, Sri, can take, you know, a month, 30 days, something like that, to get it right. And then in terms of the deployment, you know, we've got some of the best AR engineers in the world. Everyone is super experienced. We're doing this all the time. Depending on the complexity of the experience, it can take anywhere from, you know, 3 weeks to, let's say, a couple of months. To be out and to be live. So, you know, once we're clear, we really get to work. And as I said, the guys live and breathe this every day. So not just the production of physical models. I mentioned Samsung TVs there earlier on, or vacuum. You know, they produce thousands and thousands of these models. I think we've got about 4,000 live latest SKUs available. And those are all, you know, super high rendered, all produced in-house, almost McDonald's now in terms of the production of those kind of products. And that's great. The CPG guys, obviously, you don't necessarily need to place a cereal bar. It's a little bit more about the messaging. But it's the same type of process that the brands go through with us. And as I said, we like to look out over a 6-12-month horizon and see what marketing campaigns are already booked. Some of our brands are the biggest brands in the world. They have huge budgets. They have huge names, famous names associated with their brands. AR just overlays onto this. It's not a new thing that's kind of over there. It's not, well, we're doing this and AR's over there. It's, well, you're doing this. We can get more out of this for you, more data, more information, more eyeballs, if we just take what you've already done and we put an AR sprinkle on it. And so, you know, a bunch of our work, it isn't even about the creation part. We'll take what you've already got and we'll make it, you know, we'll make it in AR and put it out through the same channels. And that's been working very, very well.
Before I ask my next question, Scott, I'll just summarize what I heard, which is, one, you have a very powerful network for syndicating content, and those retailers are looking for AR content to enrich the experience for their shoppers. If you as a brand are not delivering that content, your competitor is, well, guess what? Advantage competition. So beware and be forewarned. You need to bring AR content to the game if you want to win in that partnership. And a lot of what Sri and I talk about in our conversations all the time are really about helping brands and retailers collaborate to deliver a best-in-class customer experience. So let me go with this, Scott. I want to understand in a broader format, can you itemize for us the core services and capabilities that iCandy offers, and just a quick little peek into where you're going next? It's the kind of the Wayne Gretzky in hockey. You always don't go where the puck is, go where the puck is going. So we want to know where the puck is going, if you could, please.
The billion-dollar question, where's the puck going? Okay, let me give you my take on that. But in terms of our relationship with our brands, is first and foremost, we are the filter. We have to be the filter, because like anything that's new, fun, exciting, untested, it can be very, very expensive. And, you know, there's more than a couple of examples where brands have put a toe in the water, been burned, and then come to us afterwards for the council. Again, we all respect what we do. The CPG brands, their job is to make product and market it and sell the product. Our job is to help them do that in a very narrow swim lane. And so we don't want to be great at everything. We don't want to shoot an AR movie. We don't want to, create a Pokemon Go app. We want to help the brands and retailers sell more. That's what we want to do. And so the first thing we do is we keep everybody on point with that. Because if we aren't interested in that, but we're interested in doing a campaign for fun, of course we can do that. But let's write that down at the beginning, that that was the KPI and that the currency was fun. So we're very disciplined in helping the brands. We take their messages. We listen to what they want to do. They're very clear. They're very smart. They know their customers. They know what they want to say. Our job is a technical enabler, as that filter, is to say, look, guys, this is what we can do. This is what the technology can do in terms of the creative. This is where we can get you. This is the reporting that we can get you. And so that whole first part is critical. Then you get into services and the how. And I guess off the top of my head, as I mentioned, it's placing product, let's call that the utility AR service that we offer, televisions, you know, kitchen appliances, that kind of stuff. You have our avatars, which again, one of the fastest growing parts of the business now, where don't just place a product for me, place your best salesperson in my room with me, please, with the product. And of course, the avatars allow us to do that. So you can imagine if you can, the 45-second sales pitch for any product, let's can that. Let's create a great looking avatar, and let's let people privately in their own home have that conversation. One way at the moment, as we talk about the R&D in a minute, one way at the moment with the avatar conversation, physically to scale with the product, or physically to scale the expert to learn about the brand, to learn about the product. We're also doing a bunch of what we call AR brand stores, which I'm sure some of your brands will recognize from the old days, where you'd have a dedicated place on a retailer's website where it's only that brand's products featured. Well, we're doing a bunch of that with AR now and AR shopping. And the last one I mentioned is, of course, in store. So our service, our platform there that allows you as a shopper to walk down the aisle, get your phone out, open the camera and literally walk down and it recognize offers, promotions, competitions, that kind of thing. Technically, that's basically there now from a shopper communication point of view, as I mentioned earlier on, and telling the shopper that that's there, that's still in the evolution phase. But that's why we're very motivated by what we're hearing from the retailers, especially in North America, I have to say, about 2022 and enabling shoppers to know, hang on a minute, I can get my phone out right now and I can find out this information. And that's a very compelling future look and way of shopping. There's a bunch of other services, but I think those are kind of like the core ones. In terms of, you know, the future, and as much as I'm able to say, you know, we're very much a business that plows the money back into R&D. We're a privately held business. So, you know, we want to continue to innovate. We're an innovative business. We just like to have the focus on impact, not innovating for the sake of innovating. And as we go into 2022, I think to some extent there's a maturing of some of the services I've just said. There's a mainstream adoption of more of the same in 2022. But I also think AI blended with AR is an extremely potent combination. And you can probably imagine in your own ways that if you can blend the two technologies in the right way, that it becomes even more potent in a way to shop in a real, in a live environment, you know, both with the product in your home, with the person in your home, at your control, of course. So, yeah, that's kind of the direction we're looking at, you know, stabilizing what has been a very, you know, fast-growing 2021 for the company, and continuing to be innovating the services that the data tells us helps our brands engage the shoppers, educate the shoppers, and ultimately sell more. Otherwise, it won't get released.
Wow, Peter. So we got into the world of augmented reality. I know you and I have been waiting for this for quite some time. So it was fascinating, especially for me, to decompose the sentence. AR can offer the meaningful connection or the handoff between offline to online. And the big takeaway for me, again, Peter, is how important QR codes have become these days, again, given that the phone can pick it up and you don't need a separate app. And here, at least in the US, every single day, I notice menus have practically vanished. Whether it's New York City or where I live, Los Angeles, they're gone. So we bring all of these together. Sounds like a fantastic opportunity at the end of the day for immersive experiences. Thoughts, Peter?
Couldn't agree more, Sri. This was very informative. The connectivity between offline and online, incredibly powerful, bringing to life experiences that help overcome obstacles to purchase. And what I loved is talking about the fact that this is about getting the item in the cart. This is tremendous.
Conversion. That's what it's about at the end of the day for brands. So let me remind our audience that all our content can be found on cpgguys.com. You can talk to us and let us know what you think about this podcast, this episode, who you want on the show, and shape the future of what conversations we have in the show. You can do that easily by going to ratethispodcast.com/cpgguys, leave us a rating and a review, tell us what you want to discuss and who you want on the show. And we always appreciate the rating. Scott, I want to thank you for joining us and taking us into the wonderful world of augmented reality.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Really great podcast, guys. Really enjoy it.
Peter, week over week, this one was extra special. Thank you for joining me on the show.
Sri, I love doing this. As you and I say all the time, nobody learns more from this podcast than you and me. And this is another great example. I am much more well-versed in how AR comes to life in the CPG space. So thank you.
Absolutely. For a brand, especially. And how a retailer will actually take advantage of that or enable it in store and in the online world as well. For audience, we will see you soon. I hope you enjoyed that conversation on AR, and we will see you soon on another episode of the CPG Guys. Thank you.
The content in this podcast episode is provided for general informational purposes only. By listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as advice from CPG Guys LLC or the individual author, hosts, or guests, nor is it intended to be a substitute for research on any subject matter. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by CPG Guys LLC. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The views expressed by CPG Guys LLC do not represent the views of their employers or the entity they represent. CPG Guys LLC expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, or inability to use this podcast or the information we present in this podcast.